In Ohio today, federal judges are hearing 6 cases on gay marriage, the single largest group of lawsuits on the issue since the U.S. Supreme Court declared portions of the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional last summer. The legal challenges were filed by couples in Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and Kentucky, and could provide the next springboard to vault gay marriage back before the Supreme Court. Kim Franklin and her partner are plaintiffs in one of today's cases.
We look at it like we're no different than any married couple. We're from a small town in Kentucky. We have the same values that our parents instilled in us years ago, the same values that most people have.
Lawyers for the states, on the other hand, will argue that the issue should be left up to voters. Ann Thompson is a reporter for WVXU in Cincinnati. She's been following this story. Ann, welcome.
Thank you, Magna.
So first of all, 6 cases from 4 different states. Can you just walk us through them briefly? What are they about exactly?
Sure. The 2 from Ohio involve the right to be listed on the birth certificate and death certificate. The birth certificate case involves 4 couples, 3 of them from Ohio and 1 from New York. The Ohio couples were married in other states and were expecting babies when they filed the lawsuit. All have given birth now. They wanted the right to have both spouses listed on their child's birth certificates. The New York couple adopted a baby in Ohio. Then in Kentucky, 1 case involves the right to marry in that state, and the other involves recognition of out-of-state marriages. The Tennessee case asks for out-of-state recognition. And in Michigan, that case wants the right to marry in Michigan.
Interesting. So some of these cases have to do with issues peripheral to the right to marriage and others directly going after state bans on gay marriage. What is the point of bringing all 6 cases together, and who decided to do that?
I'm told that the court wanted the same judges to hear all of them, and it was easier to have them on the same date because Cincinnati is not the home to these judges. One is from Tennessee, and the other 2 are from different parts of Ohio.
So what do proponents or folks against gay marriage think about this decision to lump all the cases together?
Proponents think that it's smart. They would rather just have the issue decided. There are other kind of cases waiting in the wings. For example, in Cincinnati, there's another case involving 6 couples that go directly to the issue. They are suing for the right to get married here in Ohio. The attorney who has filed all these Ohio cases says that he prefers to take baby steps with the birth certificate, death certificate. So I think those for it think that it's a smart move. Of course, those opposing it probably don't think it's a very good idea.
Either way, lumping them all together, depending on how these federal judges rule, it could be either a major victory or major loss, depending on what side you fall on this issue. But tell us a little bit more about the 3 federal judges who make up the panel. Who are they? What have they ruled on previously? And what does it tell us about the way they might rule in this big group of cases?
Well, analysts say that 2 of the 3 judges are conservative, but are not going to do something because it's either the liberal or conservative result. They say all 3 are generally very well prepared and not prone to hide the ball as to their perspectives on cases. So it's very possible we'll get a sense of their leanings during the oral arguments today. Judge Martha Craig Daughtry is from Tennessee, where she was a judge and was appointed by President Clinton. She's known for opposing the death penalty and supporting affirmative action. Judge Jeffrey Sutton clerked for Supreme Court Justices Lewis Powell and Antonin Scalia. He was appointed by President George W. Bush. He wrote in March in the Harvard Law Review, he said, "Count me as a skeptic when it comes to the idea that this day and age suffers from a shortage of constitutional rights." He wrote an opinion for the 6th Circuit, reinstating a suit filed by a graduate counseling student who was expelled from Eastern Michigan University when she refused to work with clients in same-sex relationships. And then Judge Deborah Cook used to be a judge on the Ohio Supreme Court. She was appointed by George W. Bush also. As a Supreme Court justice, she has ruled against victims of discrimination. She's not known for reaching out to find protections that aren't specifically mentioned in the Constitution.
Interesting. Now, this big grouping of cases is being heard after what's essentially a very long streak of victories for gay marriage advocates, because after the Supreme Court ruled portions of the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional, almost every, if not every single federal and state case that's been brought since then has been decided in favor of gay marriage advocates. Does that streak that we've seen so far, could it play into, an outcome that we see from this federal court?
Yeah, well, nobody knows for sure. But even if one ruling here or in other parts of the country goes against the same-sex marriage, it could create a divide that the Supreme Court also could find difficult to resist settling. Given how quickly things have moved, it's hard for the court to avoid this in the short term.
Well, obviously, this is still highly contentious in many places in the country, and there were protests last night in downtown Cincinnati. Both sides will be protesting near the, I should note, the Potter Stewart courthouse today. So how is the debate over gay marriage going amongst people in the states where these cases emerge from?
Right. Well, there's definitely a debate. The Cincinnati region, as you might have heard, is very conservative, but the city is becoming more liberal. Cincinnati's first openly gay councilman, Chris Seelbach, was elected in 2011. Just to gauge, you know, how people are feeling on, I went on Reddit just to see some comments, and somebody had asked the question, well, how does Cincinnati feel about this issue? And someone had commented, well, Cincinnati is neither homophobic nor especially gay friendly. It's pretty much 50-50. You're right. There have been protests and there are strong feelings on both sides. Those opposing were having prayer services, but also will be rallying today.
Ann Thompson is a reporter for WVXU in Cincinnati, talking to us about the big group of six cases on gay marriage that's going to be in Ohio federal court today. Ann, thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.